This podcast is brought to you by Most Valuable Podcasts, leading the league in podcasting entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, MVP proudly presents the soon-to-be podcasting tag team champions of the world, the infuriating Ricky Widmer and Moneyball Dave Oster, the Fast Break Podcast.
Hey guys, how's it going? Ricky Widmer here, and I got some good news. Dave's back.
This is what happens when you don't show up to work, Sean.
Yeah, Sean, not in town. It's just me and Dave today.
Got the old guard back in charge.
The old Fast Break duo going, the tag team champions of the world, some would say. And today we're going to be talking some pretty good topics here. We got Melo and the Knicks. Can he recruit the Bulls? Should they enter some tank mode? And then we're going to be talking about Golden State in the end and 73 wins and, you know, all that hibbity hoopla with that. But we're going to start in New York, Dave, and we always bring great topics to the table, and this is the namesake of the podcast, because this is what Melo said this week, and I'll quote, "Put me at the head of the table and let's go to work."
End some bold quote. Words from Melo right there.
He wants to be the recruiter in New York, and I'll be honest, I don't think he can do it.
I don't know if he can. This is the man who wanted to be wined and dined last time around. He took every opportunity, spent every moment of free agency possible, you know, entertaining
went
offers.
Went to Chicago, went to L.A., spent some time in New York
He soaked it up. I think he enjoyed it so much. Now he wants to treat others this way? I don't know. I don't know if he's the guy who's going to, you know,
that's
bring
what
people
you want,
home.
That's what you want to say. Like, oh, you know, I went through it, so, you know, basically I did a little insider investigation, and now I know what they want to see.
He's the expert now, you're right.
That's what you say if you're Melo, but I don't think that's the case.
You don't think that's Melo?
I just think...
Do you think he could break DeAndre Jordan out of his house?
No.
He'd knock in that chair? No problem?
No. And with Melo, like, I agree with... I was watching The Jump on ESPN, Rachel Nichols, T-Mac, and I agree with Rachel Nichols. If Carmelo Anthony wants to help out the Knicks... He goes into Phil's office and goes, here's my no trade clause. Get me out of town.
Yeah.
Because that's the big thing, because his contract is huge. Trump would say, it's huge.
It's friggin' huge.
It's huge.
It's a friggin' huge contract.
Unlike my hands is what Donald Trump would say.
But I don't necessarily argue with that point, but I think that's the wrong message to send. I mean, Melo can't do that. That's like career suicide right there. So, no.
I think there's a team that would still trade for Melo, Boston. That would want
him. I'm not saying teams wouldn't want him. I'm saying his image would be turned into absolute piles of, like, rotting shit. There's no coming back from that. I think his contract is so outrageous because he wanted it that way. So he gets what he deserves. He needs to now bring somebody in who's... I don't think they can even go for a max contract guy. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be another year of those...
So KD's out the window.
Unless they pull some really interesting moves, KD is not coming to New York. Mm-hmm. I mean, if KD even had a choice, he wouldn't go to New York, but that's beyond the point right now. I think they're really looking at that second tier of free agency, and that's what he's targeting. And you know what? Playing with Melo, I'm sorry, doesn't really interest me. This is a guy who couldn't get the job done on his own in Denver, couldn't get the job done on his own in New York. He doesn't make guys around him better. So what's his selling point?
I don't know. And the thing is, it's exactly, you are right. The thing with Melo is... When I think of him as a player, he wants the ball in his hands, and he's not the player who can have the ball in his hands. He's not like old Kobe. He's not like LeBron, where it's like, you know what? Put the ball in my hands, and I'm going to... He'll put up points, but he's not going to win your team a championship.
Yeah, he doesn't have it, and it's because he doesn't have a complete all-around game. Mm-hmm. He's gotten much better on defense by actually trying and using that effort thing. Kind of crazy what happens when that doesn't. But... It's the fact that he is a offensive force, and he can score regardless. Defensively, mixed bag. I mean, if he tries, okay. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't, like, he's just out there. But, no, I think the problem is this team really needs to go out and find themselves a point guard who can really control the flow of this offense.
So, Rajon Rondo. That's your recruiting pitch.
That is the one way this Knicks team succeeds. I think Rondo has... I don't want to say turned his career around, because... I feel like he hit a rough patch in Dallas and really has shown in Sacramento now that, let's be honest, that's a dysfunctional team. And he's going out there and putting up close to triple doubles pretty often. he's showing us the old Rajon from when he played with the big three in Boston and really just looking fantastic again. I think he would be a veteran personality in that locker room, and he would be able to stand up to Carmelo, who kind of throws the, I'm the star of this town, I get the ball all the time. I think Rondo could be like, no, we're going to run the triangle or whatever they're going to run next year. I mean, I'm not saying it's not the triangle. I feel like Phil's going to make him play the triangle.
I think it was you when we were out to dinner last night that said, what was it that Charles said about the triangle?
Oh, something along the lines of, without Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Dennis Rodman, the triangle is a circle.
Yeah, it's a circle. And I mean, is that what Melo's going to do? He's going to go to the table and go, guys, the triangle's really going to work. I promise you it's going to work.
I think he has every intention of it working.
Guys, I'm trying now. Yeah. I'm trying.
Yeah, I think that's their absolute best bet. Go out, get Rondo. He becomes the point guard who brings that veteran into the locker room, and you can use him to control Carmelo and keep, you know, Kristoff growing and see him, you know, kind of hit that potential year two. Year one, it seems like he's kind of hitting his wall late in the season. We've seen, you know, the best of him already, and he's not, you know, playing full minutes yet. We're still watching Phil control that pretty well, which I'm happy with. I don't think you want to, you know, give him the garbage minutes. You don't want him out there for like 35 a night yet. This is year one. He's a skinny guy. He needs to bulk up. So I totally agree with Phil's, you know, yeah, he did good this year. We're going to put on hopefully 10 pounds in the offseason, get him muscled up, and then come back and see what happens next year with a better roster that they can fit more. I don't want to say more better because that's just retarded, but they can fit better around the pieces they have, the core that they want to build around, instead of, you know, having guys like Kevin Seraphin, Lance Thomas, Almanson.